LK, KO4HDX.
4ZLK.
I am leaving, heading that way, but I'm coming out of travel rest.
I just pulled into my last stop here, and I've got about 80 packages for them, so it'll take me a minute.
Just right then, so that's good timing, it looks like.
I'll probably be there no earlier than 12:30, but I'll get there as soon as I can. Let me let you go so I can back into this dock.
KO4HKX, clear.
Okay.
XKO4LAO.
How you doing, KO4HKX?
Doing well, Patrick. How's your morning going?
Good. I'm enjoying the breezy morning, but it's beautiful outside.
Last night, so maybe that'll help tamp it down some of these fire opportunities.
How's your day going?
Not bad. I'm out delivering meals to different folks. What's it like in western North Carolina these days?
The recovery rebuilding process still, and it's going to take a lot of time and effort, and a lot of people still trying to figure out how they're going to do it because didn't have insurance, and so the churches are trying to help where they can, and people still donating and coming in and volunteering, so it's been awesome to see all that.
Yeah, stepped up right at the beginning there and made a big difference to everybody, so hats off to all of them.
Been amazing to watch that, and it's good to see that getting back out into the communities like they need to.
Is there any effort up there to kind of get ham radio stuff a little more well established in the western part of the state there?
I know I've been in touch with several different groups and different things going on. It seems to be a very growing in popularity in the area, let's put it that way. I've had a couple of my friends get licensed, and it's been a great thing. And if they're not getting on the ham band, they're at least getting their GMRS license and getting that side of it, because there's a large group of GMRS repeaters and community up there also.
Something you have?
I actually got my GMRS license about a week before I got my my ham ticket. To pay at the FCC, I think it's $35 now for 10 years. The test is actually weeding through the FCC's website. That's the only test there is.
I don't have the GMRS, but maybe I need to add that to what I'm doing. I started with the extra class trying to get that, but hadn't finished that yet.
Extra tickets, October, November, somewhere right around there last year.
Congratulations. That's a good thing to be doing.
It opened up the band for me a little more. I've actually been on HF more in the last few months than I have since I got my general ticket, so that part of it's been good. I still don't get on a lot. Just getting on there and making contacts, kind of not my thing, but I did participate in Winter Field Day this year with a group of guys. Really enjoyed that. We went camping for the weekend, even though it was colder than all get out.
CW yet?
CW yet. I haven't got that far, but I may have plenty of time to learn that here in the near future. I've got to... I've been looking into getting my knee replaced. They wanted to replace it several years ago, and I put it off, and it's really starting to bother me. So I go to the doctor Friday to see about starting that process over again.
Yeah, if you jump into CW world, that's a whole nother ball game, and something that you can do, and it doesn't cost you any money to do it.
That's good, because this hobby can get quite expensive if you're not careful.
A Morse key, but but there's what I'm saying is there's several different ham radio organizations that that'll help you start from square one and go all the way through to where you're up to 25, 30 words a minute.
I have to look into that. I still need to get up with you and give you my contact information.
Maybe I can meet you for lunch somewhere one day.
That'd be good. I'm heading to meet Shane in for his LLK right now over here on White Horse Road.
I got to do a delivery today. I won't be through until about 1:30. So, but after that, you know, I may catch you on the air. You're normally on in the mornings, aren't you?
On during the drive down the mountain. I've been off the air a little bit this week because I got this sinus junk going on and coughing so bad I couldn't hardly talk. Throat's raw. So, really, the first day I've been back on the air is today.
You later in the week, see if we can't get a time to meet, and even if it's just for a few minutes to swap contact info.
If not, I'm good on QRZ, so you can always shoot me an email.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I'm on QRZ also. You can look me up there.
See that, Jim.
Okay, 3 to you, and hope you have a good lunch with Shane.
And enjoy passing out those meals there and helping out with that, and be safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.
KO4LAO, clear. 73.